goal. And Angela doesn't want to have this on that this on the agenda anymore. Okay. All right. We have reached the sketch plot phase. And in this phase, we don't need to do swearing in. And we'll start with item 19, PR 2021-6259, sketch plot 2021-140 for Guardian Airport Parking LLC at 1713 Yale Boulevard.
Good morning. And
Cartesian. Okay, there you are.
Yes. Good morning. This is Ryan Mahal with Cartesian Surveys. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, Mexico. It's okay.
Yeah, Ryan, we just get a talk without the preliminaries on this.
Okay, I didn't know if I needed to introduce. Cool.
Yeah, your name is great. And then go ahead.
Okay, so we are looking to consolidate a number of lots into one large lot on Yale and Ross Avenue. And there's an existing structure on the south of that. And we wait in comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Good afternoon, Ryan. On the sketch plat, I think our primary concern is that we do not show a sewer count for this parcel. We show a water count with no sewer count. So I'd like if the applicant can get with our customer service group to sort of figure that out. I'm reading now, this does say to be demolished on that building. If this is not going to continue as a lot with a structure, they may be able to help out with that. This is going to be irrigation service or something. But if it is a potable service, there needs to be a sewer account and a sewer connection. So that's our primary concern with this building board. We need that sorted out. They may have a sewer connection, and it's just not reflected in our account information. That's a customer service thing. If it is, in fact, a water service without any sewer service connection, they will need to install a sewer service connection. In this case, the sewer that's adjacent is an interceptor. They can't do a direct connection. So I think that complicates things, and we're going to ask for an availability statement if they do not have an existing sewer service connection. And the link provided is how to request that availability statement. If there's improvements required in the availability statement, that would need to be on an infrastructure list. And we provided some general comments on easements. It's primarily related to, I don't know where the water meter is. If it's on their side a little bit, we do an easement around the water meter. But otherwise, those are just general easement notes. So yeah, that's it for this project for us. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
All right, yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We'll work with our client and clarify that sewer situation. And then, to the best of my knowledge, that meter is in the right of way. So I think we're okay on the water there. Thank you.
Code enforcement?
Web code enforcement. No specific objections to the lot line elimination, just development notes for new development or expansion or new uses must meet all applicable standards and provisions of the IDO MXM zone district, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. The property is within the APO Airport Protection Overlay Zone. It's within the South Yale mapped area. Addressing may be needed or need to be updated during the replatting process. Any new lot lines cannot create a nonconformity and reference IDO sections 5.3 access and connectivity and 5.4 subdivision of land. And that's it. So let us know if you have any questions.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Rec.
Jocelyn Rufelt, Parks and Rec. Yale Boulevard would require street trees if new development is applicable per 5.6b.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Please note an approved grading and drainage plan will be required prior to building permit, pending the following conditions are met. 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of new building, or 10,000 square foot of paving.
Transportation.
Yes, June Wolfenberger with transportation. Provide radius for the southeast property corner. Take into account site distance and make sure the property line is placed behind sidewalk and public utilities. Also, please verify that any power poles along the stretch have a minimum 4 foot ADA pathway around them. Otherwise, some adjustments may be needed to the sidewalk and right-of-way dedication. label minimum right-of-way width on Yale Boulevard to ensure that it meets minimum standards according to roadway classification. For future, if future development is not going to be submitted to DRB, a traffic circulation layout will be required prior to building permit. And based on the uses of this development, a TIS or trip generation exhibit may need to be provided.
All right, understood. Appreciate the comments, and we'll work to clarify that radius and the sidewalk issues. Thank you.
Okay, planning comments?
This is Maggie Gould. So again, all the standard sketch plot comments, providing space for utility signatures and DRB signatures, future development must be consistent with the underlying zoning. And then see IDO section 59B for buffer requirements for development near single family residential uses.
All right, thank you very much for the comments. We appreciate it.
Okay, Mr. Mulhall, thank you. And maybe I guess you're staying around for a while here. Item 20 is PR 2021-6258, sketch plat 2021-139 for Rutledge between Bartlett Street and North Diversion Channel. And I think Mr. Mulhall, you're with this one as well?
That's correct, I'm here again. This is Ryan Mulhall.
Okay. Anything you want to say or just stand for comments?
Yeah, we're just eliminating an interior lot line to create one new tract, and we stand for comments, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We had a couple comments on this one. We have previously issued an availability statement that's 211029. And with that statement, most of the infrastructure is good to go. We do have a requirement in that statement for an updated Fire One plan, and that the submitted plan was basically utilizing offsite private hydrants that are owned by other parties. So we do need that. I'm not sure if this is coming in for a site plan. If it's coming in for a site plan, I would look for that to be addressed with the site plan. If it's not coming in for a site plan, we may require that prior to the plat going forward, just so we got that covered. But it would be the whoever submitted the Fire One plan would need to resubmit that to the Fire Marshal's office with the offsite private hydrants removed. Related to the plat, there is a private water easement that appears to be necessary, benefiting tract A4A. To the east, sort of in the southeast portion of this plat. We're requesting a note about future improvements being potentially necessary depending on the future users. And then we provided the standard notes regarding easements. So those look pretty good. There may be a little bit of additional easement needed. I'm seeing something for the water line potentially where we need to have our minimum easement widths met. And we'll look for that at the time of plating. So it looks like you already have the lines located. It's just a matter of making sure that the any additional easement that is required for standards is dedicated with the plat. So that's what we had. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We'll take a closer look at that A4A situation. I was just curious, so for the existing infrastructure not potentially being adequately sized, is that just a standard note that we're adding for all city plats now?
This is blame for the water. It depends on the situation. If we don't have a known, you know, if this is a standalone plat and we don't really know what's going on with the eventual development, we're going to ask for that note. If it's something where we have a defined site plan, the availability statement is well reflective of that, I think we can do without it. So I guess it's a timing thing. If this one comes in with the site plan together, we probably don't need that note. If it comes in sort of standalone, we're going to ask for that note. So that's where we're at.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate the clarification. I was just curious if that was going to be standard moving forward. Thank you.
Yep.
Code enforcement.
Robert Webb, code enforcement. Similar development notes. So new development, expansion, or new uses must meet all applicable standards and provisions of the Journal Center Development Plan, the IDO, NRBP Zone District, DPM, and other adopted city regulations. Platting action cannot create a new nonconformity. Property is abutting and adjacent to arroyos and drainage channels, so there are development standards for those. Addressing may need to be updated as part of this process, and reference the same IDO sections 5.3 access and connectivity, 5.4 subdivision of land. Thank you.
Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. We have no objection to a lot line elimination. There is an existing multi-purpose trail in the MAPCO right away and a proposed multi-purpose trail connection to on the side, on this side of the North Diversion Channel that may be considered if there's future development. That's all, thank you.
Parks and Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. There's currently off-site drainage that goes through this lot. Conceptual grading and drainage plan will be required prior to approval of preliminary plat. Please add a cross-lot drainage easement note specifying beneficiary and maintenance agreement. This is primarily for the off-site drainage mentioned above. Easement notes 9 and 10. Please verify with a MAFCA that these easements are still valid. For Hydrology's records, there was never any drainage facility built in this area. In fact, there was a grading and drainage plan done in 2011 that had all drainage going north to a stormwater quality pond prior to discharging in a MAFCA's North Diversion Channel. So please check on that. And note for future, approved grading and drainage plan is required prior to building permit if any of these conditions are met. 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
This ran with Cartesian. Shouldn't be a problem adding the cross lot drainage easement. And we will work with a MAFCA to clarify the drainage situation that he mentioned. Thank you.
Transportation.
Good afternoon, Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation. I would just say to update easements based on the physical roadway location shown. The easement provided there over on the east doesn't line up with the physical roadway location. And then for future development, if it's not going to be submitted to DRB, a traffic circulation layout would be required prior to building permit. Based on uses of development, a TIS or trip generation may need to be provided.
Okay. Let's go to planning.
This is Maggie Gould. So again, standard plat comments about numbers and signatures and providing utility and DRB signatures. Future development will require addressing the North Diversion Channel, see section 5.2 for Arroyo standards. A sensitive lands analysis will be required if the site has not been developed or graded. Again, please see section 5.2 sensitive lands.
Okay, any questions?
No, that's fine with Cartesian surveys. No questions at this time. Thank you all.
Okay, thank you. Moving along to item 21, PR 2021-6255, sketch plat PS 2021-138 at 1400 8th Street. And this is also Cartesian surveys. Let's go ahead with Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For this particular project, I think our concerns are the need for separate accounts for separate parcels. So we do need separate accounts for each parcel with the subdivision. There are public water and public sewer mains fronting the property available for connection. So accordingly, we will not require an availability statement to make those connections. That will be done with simple tapping permits. We would like a utility plan that shows where those are going to be. Those separate services, we prefer those to be done outside of the infrastructure list process, but if that's the way this goes and the applicant and the city are agreeable to that, we're okay with that. But how we've seen it done in other projects, it's easier if they just go sort of knock it out and get their separate accounts set up. Again, we have one account shown for this today for these two lots. If they have two accounts, they can let us know that and that will resolve the comments. Other than that, the standard easement language is in there. On this one, I think particularly there may be a need for private easements if the lines are crossing, as far as the service lines leaving one or the other building, if it crosses the other lot, they'll need a private easement over those lines with the plat. So this is what we have for this one. Be happy to answer any questions.
All right, yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We'll work with our client and they'll likely need to separate services, and then yeah, we'll take a close look at with that zero lot line if we need to grant easements. So thank you.
Code enforcement.
Web code enforcement. Development notes again, any type of new development or new uses must meet all applicable standards and provisions in the IDO MXT zone district, the DPM and other adopted city regulations. The property is within CPO 1. It's also within the railroad and spur mapped area. Addressing may be needed during this planning process. It is within Main Street and major transit corridors. Planning action cannot create a nonconformity. And reference IDO sections 5.3 access connectivity and 5.4 subdivision of land. Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Mulhall, this request looks like it's probably going to be residential. It's not going to be anything that has cumulative impacts.
The surrounding Cartesian surveys, I'm actually not certain what the proposed uses for the buildings. I know it's kind of a mixed use zoned area, so I don't want to commit without knowledge with the
I guess we would just alert you because it falls within that railroad area that if just to check that cumulative impacts for future use. There's some different requirements in that area if the use has impacts on surrounding property. So it's more of an alert to the owner. Okay, Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec. We just have the 8th Street is Southwest is a major collector requiring street trees if new development is applicable per IDO 56B.
Hydrology.
Ernest Termijo, Hydrology. sorry. I apologize. On my notes, I must have confused this with a different one, but all will, hydrology will need is a cross lot drainage easement, naming beneficiary and maintenance between the two lots. And if you could, on the plat, designate, I mean, I can tell which one it is, but designate the new lot line. I assume it's L4. The one you have listed as L4.
Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys. That's correct. The lot line is to be created is labeled L4.
That's okay, right. Thank you. And beyond that, for future development, you know our I've read off our requirements, so I'm not going to read it again for you.
Thank you, sir.
In fact, Ryan, could you read those off for us?
Well, if you insist.
All right, thank you. Transportation.
Yes, Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. Per ordinance, as you know, sidewalk is required on Lewis alongside site frontage. However, given the circumstances, if unable, seek sidewalk waiver as part of a separate DRB application when you submit for platting. Access shall be provided for each separate lot. And a minimum 6-foot sidewalk is required along site frontage on 8th Street based on its roadway classification. Site conditions seem to show a wider sidewalk than what's presented on the sketch plat. So just adjust as needed. A slight width waiver could be presented due to any constraints as part of an administrative action. A DRB determination would need to be made. 8th Street is a major collector and Lewis is a local street. These shall meet minimum right-of-way standards per the DPM. Any deviation from this shall require determination from DRB as part of an administrative action.
All right, understood. We'll probably be asking you for some waivers. Thank you.
Planning.
Standard comments, and as Mr. Webb pointed out, the site is within the Borealis Character Protection Overlay Zone, and so new development would have to comply with that and the IDO.
All right, understood, and thank you again for the clue off with the commercial use having cumulative impacts. Thank you all.
Okay, Mr. Mulhall, I guess hold your seat for item 22, PR 2021-6260, sketch plat PS 2021-146 for 9722 Central Avenue Southwest, and Water Authority. Well, I guess, Mr. Mulhall, I guess I'm getting tired. Do you want to give an overview on any of these? Please speak up.
This is Raymond with Cartesian Surveys. No, that's fine. We'll go straight to comments. Thank you.
Okay. Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. So for this one, similar to the last one, we do need separate services for the separate lots. I think we have a couple of accounts. It's a question of where those are in relation to the final lot lines. So probably some private easements and definitely confirmation that each separate lot has separate services and separate account numbers. And so we'll look for that on some sort of exhibit or plan. It's kind of hard to see. There's a lot going on the site. With the subdivision, we do ask, there's a note, that note we discussed earlier, we're asking for it on this one. And then we have our standard easement comments regarding widths, et cetera, et cetera. So again, this one, big one, private easements as needed, separate accounts for separate parcels. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
All right, yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We'll try to clarify services and everything moving forward. And then I guess I was getting ahead of myself saying that I didn't have any sort of preamble to this. So we are going to look for some guidance on how to handle this formally vacated right away. And so I don't know if I had a chance to review these comments yet to see if that had already been addressed, but we're a little confused about how, I guess, to address that since the south adjoiner had already absorbed their portion of that vacated right away. So I just wanted to bring that up before we moved any further. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. And I think we have seen this property in sketch plot before. So, all right, let's continue on. Code enforcement.
Robert Webb, code enforcement, the exact same development note as previous, but this particular property is the MXM zone, and it is within a major transit corridor. So just let us know if you have any questions on this one.
Parks and Recreation. Ms. Sommerfeld?
Oh, excuse me. Sorry. So this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. 98th Street and Central are community principal arterials, and Central is a proposed pedestrian project. Therefore, street trees are required if new development is applicable per IDO 56B. That's all. Thank you.
Understood. Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the acquisition of the alley. And as I go on here, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but since the property owner failed to replat and acquire the property within 1 year of the original vacation, I believe the alley needs to be vacated again and replatted within 1 year of the vacation. And we suggest the applicant work with real property on the acquisition of this land.
Okay, thank you. Let's jump over to planning because I think that's in planning's comments. So Ms. Gould?
This is Megan Gould. Yes, That former vacated alley there does still show up as city property and still shows up as an alley. So as Mr. Armijo said, that alley would have to be vacated. And I did include its section 66M that has the criteria that will be addressed and that also has the procedure. So that will need to happen. And then once that alley has been vacated, they can come back in and plat it.
All right, this is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys. I appreciate the guidance on that. And then I guess just, I guess, is there any special considerations we need to handle because it's, because it had already been partially vacated? Or is this, I guess, just essentially being treated as a discrete alleyway again?
So this is Maggie Gould. So because it was not replatted timely before, then we would just treat it like a brand new alley vacation. And all of the same things apply. And I don't remember if the alley runs the entirety of the applicant's property. If it doesn't, then they will need to coordinate with all the adjoining property owners.
All right. Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys. I believe it does run the entirety of the subject property, and it might continue further, but I'm not positive on that. But it does look from how we're shown it that it is the full south run there. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And just for your edification, Mr. Mohal, much of this was communicated to the original person that came in for sketch plan on this, I don't know, several months ago. So I'm not quite sure who the parties are at play right now, but just this was all communicated to them that the alley vacation had expired. All right, let's go back to transportation.
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. For any alleyway action, no objection, no objections there. However, if it continues all the way past the east property line, we'd have to look at obviously what Ms. Gold said about concurrence from all property owners and a turnaround if it stops at any given point. Also, so just continuing with the comments that I gave last night, as was mentioned, Central Avenue is a major transit corridor whereby 10-foot sidewalk is required. Curb and sidewalk would be required, as well as incorporating a protected bike lane that's shown within the Mr. Cog master plan within this stretch. Please provide a cross section for this section of road to incorporate these and adjust right of way as necessary. Provide cross section for existing 98th Street showing all vehicular lanes, bike lane, and sidewalk. We did look further into this. 98th Street is in the process of growth. And so with volume capacity ratios computed based on recently submitted traffic studies to the north at this location, it appears that right-of-way would need to be dedicated for a third northbound lane, and particularly also to match up with current plans to expand 98th Street north of Central. Verify existing parking requirements can be met per lot with new lot configuration, and if a shared parking agreement is needed as part of any platting action. If future development is not going to be submitted to DRB, a traffic circulation layout will be required prior to building permit, and based on uses of development, a TIS or trip generation exhibit may be need to be provided.
Thank you very much for your comments. We'll pass along the dedication for 98th right-of-way request, and then we'll work to handle everything else for our part. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Mohal, on this one?
No, this is Ryan Mohal with Cartesian Surveys. No further questions, and we appreciate you reiterating the requirement for the vacation right away. We're sorry that we were ignorant this had been through the process already. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we are on item 23, PR 2021-6008, sketchplat PS 2021-148 for Chavez and Hoke at 214-216 Gold Avenue Southwest. And ARC Plan and Land Use Consultants is representing this case.
Yeah, here I am.
Oh, Adam, there you are. For some reason, I can never find you. Okay, there you are, sir. Okay, maybe give us a little overview and we'll get you some comments.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is a resubmittal to amend a sketch plat that was presented to the board back in September. In this version, the focus is only the lot line adjustment to address a 1.5 foot encroachment of an existing building between existing lots 7 and 8, as opposed to the former submittal that included a lot consolidation running from 2nd to the encroachment area. This submittal is for a 2-to-2 interior lot line adjustment. The focus is only on the 1.5 foot encroachment, and we're here for updated comments. Thank you.
Okay, Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We don't have any real objections. I think the only thought would be if there's a water or sewer line running through the parking lot for this building, they should get a private easement for it. Other than that, we have no comments or objections.
Okay, thank you.
Code enforcement.
Robert Webb, code enforcement. I'm not sure what if you had the list of the previous comments or what they were, but I was just viewing it as a new project. So it's on the standard comments and new development and new uses must meet applicable standards and provisions of the IDO for the MXFBUD zone district, DPM and adopted city regulations. Addressing may need to be updated as well. Properties within premium transit station area, major transit corridor and Main Street corridor. It's within the downtown mapped area and railroad and spur mapped area. Platting cannot create a nonconformity, and that's all the comments for today.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, sir.
And now to hydrology.
I believe Parks is next.
Oh, I'm sorry, Parks.
Okay, this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, and we have no objection to the requested lot line adjustment.
Okay, thank you.
Now to hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. And Derek, you already know my future development comments.
I do, thank you.
Thank you, and transportation.
Good afternoon, Gene Wiffenberger with Transportation. This site is located within a center which requires 10-foot sidewalk along 2nd Street. Any deviation from this criteria requires a DRB waiver along with the neighborhood notification. Curves are needed at the property corners along 2nd Street. Site distance should be taken into account when determining radii. All public infrastructure shall be located within public right-of-way and private infrastructure shall be relocated outside of private right-of-way. Minimum alleyway right-of-way width required is 20 feet. 2nd Street is a principal arterial and Gold is a minor arterial. The minimum required right-of-way widths for these are 96 feet and 82 feet respectively. Any deviation from the above right-of-way width requirements requires a DRB determination. A justification letter should be provided as part of the platting application. Bike lanes are proposed for 2nd Street. Show how these can be incorporated within the proposed roadway cross section. This shall be done in order to determine right-of-way limit requirements along 2nd Street. Also with the proposed lot configuration, shared parking and access should be established on the plat, define maintenance responsibilities and beneficiaries.
Madam Chair, this is Derek. I do have a quick question, and I think I'll just handle it offline. Ms. Wolfenbarger, I do have some questions on the next steps in this, but I'll email you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll look for that email.
I appreciate it.
Okay, planning comments?
So this is Maggie Gould, and I actually don't have anything to add beyond what Mr. Webb covered everything I was going to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. And yeah, and I guess just a comment that hopefully if we're eliminating an existing encroachment, we're not throwing the book at Mr. Archuleta's client.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, but that can be discussed. So thank you.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, we're now on item 24, PR 2021-6239, sketch plot 2021-137 for Marcus Hill at 8313 Central Avenue Northeast. And Mr. Hill, are you here? Okay, last call for Mr. Hill. All right, I don't remember seeing that name at all. Last call for item 24 at 8313 Central Avenue. Okay, in this case, since it's a sketch plat, we've provided their comments and we'll leave it at that. And Mr. Fear, are you with the next case? Okay.
Yes, I am.
All right. So we're on item 25, PR 2021-6261, sketch plot 2021-147 for The Archdiocese of Santa Fe at 1860 Griegos Road. Okay, Mr. Fierro, if you're representing this case, please give us a little bit of an overview.
Okay, this is Robert Fierro with Fierro & Company. The Archdiocese contract to sell Tract 2 of the sketch plat. Tract 2 has been modified a few times. The buyer in the transaction has pretty much determined what he wants to do here in Tract 2, and he's met with a couple of the DRB members to kind of talk about his layout. We're wanting to do a bulk plat action so we could transfer Tract 2 to the buyer.
Okay. Thank you. Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Overall, we have no objections to the bulk land plat. There's a availability statement applicable to Tract 2. That's 211007, provides the conditions for service. We will request a note that was provided in the comments regarding future infrastructure construction upon further subdivision. So overall, no objections. We just need that note on the bulk land plat. Thank you.
Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Web code enforcement. I had no specific objections to the request, and we provided notes regarding developments that may take place on the site as well. So just let us know if you have any questions.
Okay, thank you.
Parks and Rec.
Bill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, no comments.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Okay. There appears to be an orphan piece of property. It is shown in the dash line in the middle of the page towards the right.
Yes. So that piece of property, the church doesn't own it. It comes from the property that's to the east of it, the subdivision. So it's currently owned by the homeowners association to that subdivision.
Okay, Ernest Armijo Hydrology. If we can just make note of that, just so we can keep things straight on the plat. Okay. Let's see. Please add a cross lot drainage easement note specifying beneficiary and maintenance agreement, since these two sites are relatively flat and have retention discharge. Hydrology has also seen plans for future development for Tract 2, and the existing drive is going to be a private street. Therefore, shouldn't the property line between the tracks split the existing drive?
Okay, yes. You want me to answer the question?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay, so there is an Tract 2, it's one track, and it's gonna be phased out in the future. Well, that's the plan. So the lot line there in Tract 2, the church isn't going to have that middle line in the road, but there is a middle line in the road between tracks 1 and tracks 2, and there's an easement on both sides of it, a 21 and a half foot to the east and a 30 or 29.5 to the west, and that's down the existing roadway. The entrance, though, that's entirely owned by the homeowners association. The dashed line. Northern Tract 2.
Okay. Ernest Armijo Hydrology. Yeah, it's like, and I mean, and I know that this is fairly preliminary and there's a lot going on here. So yeah, if we just kind of get things cleaned up as we move through this. And just future comment, these two sites have retention discharge, approved grading and drainage plan is required prior to building permit. And you've heard there are criteria for that, 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building or 10,000 square foot proposed paving.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Armijo?
Yes.
I haven't seen the grading plan and grading and drainage plan. There has been one submitted for the proposed development or?
Ernest Armijo Hydrology. As far as I know, there hasn't. I wasn't the person reviewing this. So I can check on that. As far as I know, there hasn't been one submitted yet.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Transportation.
afternoon, Jean Wiffenberger with Transportation. With the comments given, I have no specific comments on the bulk land platting action as proposed. The comments I had given last night pertain to future platting action, which I just wanted to make sure for roadway easements shown, define maintenance and beneficiaries. Also, if you have a proposed roadway cross section, just to make sure that fits within easement limits and provide an infrastructure list in the future as part of that of the action, but that would not be tied to the bulk land plat.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Piero.
Thank you. I have no comments or questions.
Okay, perfect. We're now on item 26, PR 2018-1405, sketch plat 2021-149 for Nuevo Atrisco LLC at the northwest corner of Unser and Central. And Ron Lindsay, welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for your time and everybody. This is my first time through the process, so hope you'll give me a little leeway if I don't quite get it right.
Yeah.
But we've received your comments and gone through them. And I don't know if it's more productive for me to address each of the comments I have questions about for each section or how you would like to proceed.
Let's just go ahead and work our way through each board member.
Okay.
That's kind of our custom. And welcome. Sketch plot is pretty informal. It's just to kind of talk about what ifs in terms of development. So let's go ahead and go to Water Authority.
Okay. So on the Water Authority comments.
Why don't you go ahead and let the board member give their comments, and then you can follow up with questions. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair. And Ron, this is Blaine for the Water Authority. Generally, we have no objection to the subdivision. There's been several availability statements issued for this site. Those have all since expired. So with subdivision, we would look for a new availability statement. Those past statements basically referenced the existing mains and required what we call routine service connections without public infrastructure improvements. So I would expect that would be what we were looking for. We do need a new statement prior to subdivision. And just generally, each lot would need their own water and sewer service. And we don't really have a lot else to say on this. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
No, sir. We will update the availability statements, and then I'll have the engineers pull the map of public facilities to make sure we know where all the tie-ins are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Robert Whip, code enforcement. On this site, the proposed site plan appears to be slightly different from the original approval. So an amendment minor or major to the previous approval most likely is going to be needed. The new development or expansion or new uses must meet all the applicable standards and provisions of the IDO MXM zone and the DPM and any other adopted city regulation. There's quite a few different IDO sections to reference for this development. So we're happy to answer any questions offline, but 5.1 dimensional standards, 5.2 site design and sensitive lands, 5.3 access and connectivity, 5.4 subdivision of land, 5.5 parking and loading, 5.6 landscaping, buffering, screening, 5.7 walls and fences, 5.8 site lighting, 5.11 building design, and 5.12 signage. The addressing may need to be updated as part of the process, and the property is also within the premium transit station area and major transit corridor. Planning actions cannot create a nonconformity, and use specific standards for all the proposed uses mentioned, which were restaurant, retail, office, food truck, court, and drive-through drive-up can be referenced in IDO section 4.3.
Okay, thank you. So, so the only question I have one question is, it says planning cannot create a nonconformity. Are you saying there's something about our sketch plat that would indicate we're trying to create a nonconformity?
No, the reason I mentioned that is because the proposal that you have is different from the original. So depending on what your final ends up being, just wanted to make you aware.
Okay. All right. That really is it. I understood all the other comments. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Parks and Recreation.
Just Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. We have no objection to the requested replat. Just for future, that Central is a community principal arterial and a proposed pedestrian project, and Ensor is a regional principal arterial, which would require street trees. That's all. Thank you.
So this is Ron Lindsay again. So the reference to a proposed pedestrian project in the NTP 2040. I looked at the 2040. I did not see anything I could recognize as being related to this property. Could you give me some direction on that?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. It looks like they've already installed a lot of the improvements that have to do with the project that on Central. But this is just that the comment references the fact that the street trees would be required with applicable development for 5.6b. So I'm not sure what you're proposing going forward, but if you were to propose a site plan at that time, you would need to, I think, look into it, you know, make sure you have the appropriate landscaping.
Okay, well, we were just trying to make sure we understood what proposed pedestrian project that's in the 2040 plan you were referring to. So
it's been part of my learning process. Plan. I think the proposed pedestrian projects are for certain corridors that, like this one would be a proposed pedestrian project because of the rapid transit, the proposed rapid transit system. So,
okay.
They're for certain corridors that the MTP designates as proposed pedestrian projects, and then they would have like a larger pedestrian area and adjacent to the right of way.
Okay, I looked to the Appendix A trying to identify which one on that long schedule was related. And so that's not what you're saying. It's just a general note.
Yes, it is a general note. It looks like the improvements have already been installed. There's a large section here, and then there's a meandering sidewalk there on Central. Isn't that true?
I'm sorry?
The sidewalk, the meandering sidewalk has already been installed on Central. Yes. Is that true?
That is
correct. It looks like that has already been installed. So I don't think it would cause any issues with this project.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Hydrology.
Minister Armijo, Hydrology. Please provide a blanket cross lot drainage easement naming beneficiaries and maintenance responsibilities on the plat. And please note, an approved grading and drainage plan will be required prior to site plan for building permit or building permit based on your proposed site plan that I see here.
This is Ron Lindsay. Thank you. I understand. I appreciate the comments.
Transportation.
Good afternoon. This is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. A lot of the comments I provided last night were either pertain to platting action or site plan. So I'm going to try to cover the platting related items first. Establish shared access and parking between various lots shown. Also label the existing sidewalk widths. There was some discussion already on West Central. Per the new DPM requirements, because this project location is within the center and Central Avenue is on a premium transit route, 10-foot sidewalk is required along Central Avenue, and 10-foot is also required along UNSER. Also, at this location, a protected bike lane is proposed along Central Avenue per the Mr. Cog master plan. So that would have to be incorporated, these types of items, sidewalk, and any bike lane, bicycle facilities would have to be put onto a infrastructure list and tied to the platting action. And so the rest of my comments really more or less pertain to the site plan itself. One of the more important ones is please provide a trip generation to determine potential traffic impact study requirements. Looks like there's quite a bit going on here, so we'll need to take a closer look at that to see if a study is needed. Just on a more minor note regarding the site plan, just make sure that you show all aisle dimensioning, parking space dimensioning, pedestrian way dimensioning, and curb radii within the site. Follow the requirements of the DPM. Refer to the IDO for the minimum drive-through queue for a restaurant. Show queue with each car representing a length of 20 feet. We'll have to look at that very closely to make sure there's no negative impacts to adjacent right-of-way or to the drive aisles. Also, provide parking calculations and required parking spaces. Follow the requirements of the IDO and include civil details for everything on site.
This is Ron Lindsay. So I have some follow-up questions on that. So the sidewalks on Central and Unser, and indeed the entire intersection, were recently rebuilt and changed. I would have thought that whatever requirements would apply to this project would have been met with those that construction. So I'm wondering how we get into having to change sidewalks that were built as part of of the street modifications.
So what are the existing sidewalk widths?
The one on Central is, I'm in Houston, so I'm measuring off of Google. Appears to be 10 feet plus or minus. The one on Unser is 5. But again, that whole intersection was redone. That flare out of the intersection of Unser as it comes into Central was done 2018 or more recent. And then those sidewalks were built all as part of that.
This is Gene Wolfenbarger with Transportation. So the requirements I'm reading out to you are based on just more recent DPM requirements, and the DPM was adopted about a year ago. So we do look at updates when we come in with a new action. We can discuss further offline, I suppose, how we want to address this, but that's what I have to look at when a new application comes in, is what, you know, the DPM requirements that we just adopted a year ago.
Okay. Well, then we'll reach out to you and discuss that offline so I know how to proceed. That's a similar response to the request for, or the comment on the bike lane. You know, again, this road was just redone. I'm not sure where the bike lane is supposed to go or how it be
And again, this was per the Mr. Cog plan that was adopted last year. I don't believe that was shown before. But, you know, again, when applications come in, we look at the most recent requirements for any updates that might be needed.
Okay. Can you direct me to where I would find the design requirements for the bike lane?
The development process manual shows required widths based on the road classification. It's in the roadway elements section. And if you'd like to refer to the Mr. Cog plan, you can go to the Mr. Cog website and type in long range master plan and look up the bicycle facilities.
Okay, well, thank you. That's very helpful.
Okay, planning.
And I think that's it. Thank you.
All right. And Maggie Gould, planning comments.
Yes. So we had all of those standard comments regarding use of numbers and required signatures. We need application and project numbers, places for DRB and utility signatures. Reiterating Mr. Webb's comment regarding making sure that your lot lines don't change the approved setbacks for the existing approved building. And then again, reiterating for future development, there is an existing site plan and the changes that you're proposing would exceed the thresholds for an administrative amendment. And so would need to return to DRB for a major plan amendment. And also, as Mr. Webb said, there are use specific standards, especially for that drive-through. And because of the route that it's on, there are gonna be extra screening requirements also. You need to check the existing approved plan for any notes that are going to require additional design requirements or that have additional exclusions.
Okay. Well, this is Ron Lindsay again. I appreciate that. One clarification I would appreciate is when you were talked about the changes on this site plan being beyond what will allow administrative amendment. I think the only thing we did was drop the requirement that the most northern tract be two lots. And, you know, so it's just one lot now. And that's going to be a property owned by the city and leased to the developer.
Right. But this is Maggie Gould again. There is a site plan that was approved for the entire site. So there's the apartment portion and then there's this portion. And this portion shows two buildings up close next to Central where they're required because of where they are. And then a very different configuration than you're showing on that patio area. So that's the existing approved entitlements on this property.
I see. Okay. I just became involved in this project over the last couple of weeks, so I'm still getting up to speed on what's happened before.
Not a problem.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That is the extent of my quest for clarification. I certainly appreciate it. We'll clear these comments and move forward.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lindsay. And feel free to discuss things with staff as you go and as you need things. This does look like an interesting project for that corner. So, all right.
It does. I'm very excited about it. I'm out of Houston and have been working with the city here on all types of walkable places and livable places. So,
yeah, no, it looks great. We're a little worn out now it's this afternoon, but don't let that give you the sense we're not enthusiastic about it. So thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Action sheet minutes from November 17th, 2021. Is there a motion for approval?
Lynn Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation, I second.
Please vote.
Lynn Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Gerald Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armyhill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approe.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to approve the action sheet minutes of November 17th, 2021. Mr. Rodenbeck, do we have anything to sign?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. We had one document that was ready for DRB signatures today. That was the infrastructure list for PR 2020-3847 that was approved with a preliminary final plat, and it's been distributed and it's been signed. It was actually distributed for everyone to sign it whenever that you should all have it in your inbox at this point. Robert, Mr. Webb has signed it and Mr. Carter has signed it. So we got two signatures. We need four more.
Okay, are they coming? Is it going round robin one at a time?
No, this one is not. I made the mistake of, fortunately, we just have this one document. But yeah, you all have it in your inbox. You can all sign it right now. And we got Cheryl's. So that just leaves.
Remind us of the number.
It is
PR. 94th and Blue Water?
Yes. No. Is it? No. That's not it.
3847. Okay, I found it.
Jay, if you can stop sharing because I can't access.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't access it either.
Sorry, but thanks for reminding me. Sorry, I forgot to remove it. This is at 420 Fitzgerald. That's the site. And that'll be it. All right, Ernest signed it.
It's doing that reload thing if you're trying to sign it when someone else is.
Mm-hmm. That's why I do it alphabetically. Yeah, I didn't do that on purpose. I mistakenly did it where everyone can sign it once.
Okay. So it looks like I'm the only one.
Yep, it's you now.
I did do it. It just didn't accept it. It's still telling me the agreement has been modified and then...
Modified. That's interesting.
Let me try one more time to see if I was too quick on the trigger. This will be my third time.
Worst case scenario, I can just send it to you again.
It took it that time. I must have been... too much on the heels of someone else. Okay, with that, the DRB meeting of December 1st is adjourned at 1:22 p.m.